Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. 903, Rod.
903, Red.
Good.
So you look a little worn out. What have you been doing?
Well, I've been shopping. I went to 3 meat markets.
Did you get anything?
Yeah, I got 3 steaks, 4 pork chops, and a few other post-picture cards. Picture postcards. No, all I got was a lot of fresh air and a hysterical laugh from the butcher. Hey, you know, I must be getting funnier.
Really?
Yeah, I said to the butcher, I said, I like a nice leg of lamb. I tell you, I thought the guy would die laughing.
Well, butchers are getting independent nowadays.
You said it, boy. They don't take orders from anybody. After seeing what a dollar steak looks like, I know what they mean by small fry now.
You know, I wish the old days would return. I remember when $2 would get you half a cow.
Yeah, now for $2, the butcher will give you a quick smell at the meat hook. Look, I know one butcher that's selling meat so high that every time he opens the icebox door, the tongue gives him a Bronx cheer.
See, remember in the old times how the butcher used to give you a short pound by putting his thumb on the scale?
Yeah, but they don't do that anymore, though. Somebody'd wrap up the thumb.
meat nowadays, you know.
Well, I hear in some places people are eating horse meat.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No wonder I ran for the bus this morning and caught it in 130 flat.
Well, you haven't been eating horse meat.
I don't know. Now I come to think of it, what he wrapped up was in a racing form.
You say you went to 3 markets?
Yeah, the first place, the second place, everyone was so desperate I didn't go in. I saw one guy eating his wallet because it was stamped genuine cowhide.
Oh, no.
No kidding, my mother's been trying to fry the buffalo on a nickel. No kidding, there was one lady standing there looking at a lamb chop and her mouth was watering so bad it caused a flood in Texas.
Red, things aren't that bad.
Don't you kid yourself. One butcher shop I looked into, I was afraid to go in. I saw 2 coal miners putting ketchup on the butcher.
Well, what happened at the third
I'm
market?
I'm proud of that. They...
What happened at the third market?
Well, nothing. I think it was a black market. $1.10 per pound for T-bone.
Well, that's not bad for a T-bone.
Yeah, but for $1.10, I like a little meat on the bone.
Oh,
settle for some synthetic meat myself.
Well, I've been eating Spam.
Spam? You mean Sabotage M1?
Well, have you ever had Spam?
Hmm?
Say, have you ever had Spam?
No, I was a colonel in the Army. Let me give you a little tip. Careful how you use that word around the veterans, see? There's some of them not quite as understanding as others. You know.
Boys ate a lot of it, huh?
Ate it?
Uh-huh.
Supposed to eat it? No wonder that girl in Italy was so friendly.
Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Star of Benedict Bogue's picture, Diary of a Chambermaid, Paulette Goddard says, quote,
I saw the facts with my own eyes, and it's true. Medical science has proved no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Raleigh. From now on, Raleigh is my choice.
Right, Paulette Goddard. Those tests were based on a method used by the United States government. So friends, enjoy the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. And remember, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So no other is safer to smoke than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Anita.
903, Red.
And now Anita Ellis will sing the September song.
Oh, it's a long, long while from May to December. But the days grow short when you reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got for the waiting game. All the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll stay with you. These precious days I'll stay with you. How soon goes June and July, then August passes by, and I'll spend with you these precious days. I'll spend with you.
Anita, 903, Rod.
903, Red.
Tonight, from Volume 2 of the Skeleton Scrapbook of Satire, the story is about people who feel the things they do is unimportant.
Our characters are fictional. If they resemble anyone close to you, get away from them quick.
Chapter 10 is entitled, To the Store and Back. Have you ever heard someone say, nothing ever happens to me, nothing ever exciting's happened to me? Well, if you can just keep them talking for about 10 minutes, you'll discover that there isn't anything that hasn't happened to them. And so it is with Junior, the mean little kid.
Hello? Oh, Joe, I was about to call you. Has Junior been there? He has. He did.
He did?
Oh, you were going to have the store redecorated anyhow. And he was 25 cents short? Well, thank you for giving him the groceries anyway. Oh, I wonder what's keeping him so long. Maybe he's lost. Oh, I mustn't think things like that. I've had my good luck for this week.
Home.
Now, I got home early, too.
Where did you go?
Just to the grocery store and right back. I went to the grocery store, and there's a big line of people there watching the turkey get dressed. You know, I bet that old turkey was just embarrassed to death, you know.
Well, did you get the groceries?
Yeah. Most of them is out in my little wagon outside the door.
Most of them?
Yeah.
Where are the rest?
Inside me.
did you eat? The box of cookies or the chocolate bar?
Both.
Oh, dear. I don't know who causes me the most trouble, you or your grandfather.
Well, I would say it's about 50-50. You have to put us both to bed every night, you know. Which reminds me, Gramps was out all night, wasn't he?
Your grandfather got home at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but he was out.
That's enough.
Boy, them groceries sure was heavy.
They weren't either.
Well, then I wasn't bow-legged when I left here, you know.
By the way, did you get your grandfather's paper?
No, they was all out of racing forms. So I got him a comic book. I love comic books. That's where they preview the Army's new secret weapons, you know.
Did you get your grandfather's medicine?
Yes, I did, but that's the first cough syrup I've ever seen in a pinch bottle.
Now, never mind. Yeah. It cured his cough, didn't it?
Yeah, it cured his cough, but it gave him a dandy case of hiccups.
Oh, look what I got for your fire, your cocoa. Look. Colored marshmallows. Ain't they pretty?
They aren't marshmallows. They're powder puffs.
They is? Well, no wonder they were so tough. Here, let me carry something, Grandma. Now, don't you strain yourself. Here, I'll carry the bottle of milk.
No, I'll carry it.
No, I'll carry it.
Junior!
Okay, go ahead, you carry it. I carry this package over here.
Junior! Yeah. Stop tearing the bottom out of that grocery bag.
Well, I relax. I only want to see what's inside of it. Well, what do you know? It's empty. And it felt so heavy a while ago.
Now you're going to get it.
You hit me, you hit me, you hit me. You got me out from you. You got me out from you.
What's the more?
You'll find out in court, kiddo.
Speaking of court, maybe you'd better get a lawyer.
What?
The man at the grocery store told me that you were 25 cents short.
Oh, he did he?
Yes, he did.
That man at the grocery store seems to get pretty free and easy with his loose talk. You better watch his step or he's going to find mothballs in his rock candy again.
Junior, did you lose the quarter?
What do lose mean?
You know what it means.
It's a fib. I didn't steal it. I didn't. May I never live to put more itching powder in Grandpa's store teeth if I did. No, I didn't do it. Now, really,
you
I
know
didn't.
I have ways to make you tell what happened to
oh,
that
no. Cents. Not the hairbrush again. No.
Oh, get up off the floor.
Don't beat me.
Stop banging your head on the floor. Do you want to wear out the rug?
You just don't trust me, you know.
Yes, I do.
You know you don't. You're just a fair weather friend, that's all.
Oh, bless your little heart.
You're a bloody little heart.
Don't cry. Come, tell Grandma what happened to the quarter. Now, you know we need every cent nowadays to meet the higher cost of living, Junior.
Oh, you don't have to meet it. Nowadays, it overtakes you.
If you'll tell the truth, there's an awfully good picture playing at the Idle Hour movie.
Double feature?
Yes.
Peter Lawford?
Yes.
Murder mystery?
Yes.
A lot of shooting?
Yes.
Wouldn't walk across the street this way. They're too noisy. They keep me awake, they do, you know.
Junior, You sure you only went to the store and right back?
Yes, and I lost a quarter.
Well, suppose we go back over the same path that you took to the store and then come back home. Maybe we'll find that quarter. Come on. Are you sure you came this way?
Yes, because there's a little mud puddle that I pushed that mean little kid in. He fell into it when I pushed him.
Oh, no. You're kidding me.
You just keep laughing, kiddo. You see that crummy little
You mean,
guy?
Junior, you accidentally brushed against someone and they fell into the poodle?
Yes, the poodle. That's all right. You can say poodle. It's been raining cats and dogs out.
Yeah?
Did you push the little boy into the mud puddle?
Yeah.
Hey, Grandma, when I old enough to go to school, let's both of us start together, huh? No, yes, I pushed him.
You pushed him in with his good clothes on?
Well, he didn't have time to take them off.
You have to go out of your way to do a thing like that.
Well, it was only a block out of my way, you know. And I saw the poodle there, and I wanted to push him in.
And you told me you just went to the store and right there.
Oh, well, I didn't think you wanted all the gruesome details, you know.
A careful crossing the street, Junior.
No, I will, because there's a lot of tourists here from out of town. They're not used to these California drivers, you know.
Look, there's been an automobile accident.
Yes.
Look at those three cars all jammed together.
One on top of each other. Looks like a Detroit totem pole.
Goodness, Junior. How did you ever get across the street in safety?
Oh, it was easy. I just blew my police whistle and they stopped the cars and everything. Watch, I'll show you how to... Look at that Chrysler Town and Country all over the city. Look.
Here, give me that whistle.
Oh, you think you can do better, huh? Take it. Go ahead.
Oh, now here comes a policeman.
Yeah, he's an old friend of mine, he is.
Oh, it's you little monster.
All my friends call me by my middle name. You know.
Look, Sonny, I thought I told you about blowing that whistle.
I didn't hear you tell him not to.
You weren't here when he caused that other accident.
Junior? Come here.
No, don't whip me. We're only halfway to the store. Goodness. Wait till we get there and then let me have it all at once.
You mean I have more surprises to look forward to?
Well, unless you're not the practical type of a person yet.
Look, lady, you better keep him off the street or I'm going to run him in.
I don't care. Lock me up. I don't care. Put me in a jail. I don't care. Feed me on bread and water. Tie the key to me cell on a rabbit foot and turn him loose. Put me in a chamber and give me the old cyanide pill. I don't care.
Oh, no.
Oh, what's the matter?
I scared me, sir.
Come on. Oh, are you going to get it?
No. I got it coming to me, though. But if I get my wish, I won't get a whipping.
What wish?
The one I made when I spit on that horseshoe when I found and threw over me shoulder.
You threw a horseshoe over your shoulder?
Yes. Careful you don't cut your feet on that broken glass there, Brown.
There you are. Is this your grandmother?
Yes, I am. Why do you ask?
Don't talk to her. She's not very friendly, Grandma.
Junior, now you apologize to that lady.
She don't want an apology. She wants some mazuma. That's what she wants.
To be exact, $45 to replace that window he broke.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Well, I didn't break it all. Just that little hole in the middle part.
Junior. I'll have to pay you for the damages later.
Oh, let her stew. She insulted me. She said I was so spoiled I wouldn't keep till morning. Come on, let's go. We'll try to find the quarter.
Oh, no. I'm afraid to take another step.
No. Uh-oh. He's still there. Come on, Grandma. Let's cross the street. Them bells hurt me ears, say that.
Since when have bells on ice cream wagons disturbed me?
No, I don't know. Just sort of come on sudden like. I just can't stand the kind of bells, you know.
Ice cream. Nice tutti frutti.
Yeah, with more tutti than fruity, though.
Oh, howdy, little boy. Well, are you back for another one?
Another one?
Tattletale.
Boy, does that kid like ice cream. He ate five bars without stopping.
Not so loud.
Junior.
Hmm?
Did you hear what the man said?
Yes, I heard him.
You did.
You heard him too, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I heard him.
With both my ears.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, who are you going to believe, me or your ears?
25 cents worth of ice cream.
Oh, it won't hurt him. Ice cream is good for kids. Yeah. It'll make them healthy and give them rosy cheeks.
Yeah, well, you stick around, bub. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Remember, we'll all be back with you next Tuesday at this same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and don't forget the community chest. The boys are still in the service. They did a job. We can't forget them. Bye now, and thanks for listening.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness, deep down satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel, leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes. Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite with college men, servicemen, businessmen. Men everywhere who appreciate quality pipe smoking. Try Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
903, Rod.
903, Red. Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening during the week. Listen to People Are Funny next Friday night and join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
And 903.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation. This is NBC, the national broadcast.